people 65 and older.
Two D.C. police officers face federal charges involving a deadly moped chase. I'm Christy King.
11 people face charges in an alcohol poisoning death at Virginia Commonwealth University. I'm Kate Ryan.
Wall Street ended mixed. Good morning. Welcome in. 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The thousands of migrants who had been camping out under a bridge along the U.S.-Mexican border in Del Rio, Texas, they're now gone, some of them remaining in the U.S., trying to get permission to stay. Others have been sent back. Correspondent Manuel Bojorquez is at the border.
I spoke with one activist here on the ground who is helping Haitians who are at the border. She's a immigrant from Haiti herself. She just felt that it was unconscionable to be sending people back right now and is asking the Biden administration to reconsider its approach. But at this point, it does not appear that the deportations will stop, even though hundreds and perhaps thousands of people may be allowed to stay eventually as their asylum cases are heard.
The Pfizer booster shots are ready to go, approved for Americans 65 and over or at greater risk of infection with the COVID virus. Correspondent Omar Villafranca.
At the annual Texas State Fair, Edward Bennett, 77, was among the first to receive his booster.
As soon as I heard about the boosters, the only thing I wanted to know is where can I get it?
The Texas State Fair is offering boosters as well as first and second shots. They've already given out 75, but they're prepared to offer 500 a day at this three-week-long event.
COVID now blamed for 687,000 American deaths. Texas legislators pass another anti-abortion law, one that tightens limits on abortion-inducing medications. Governor Greg Abbott.
I'll be signing another pro-life law. Importantly, it is a bipartisan bill that further protects innocent life.
The so-called audit of the Phoenix Area Presidential Vote commissioned by Republican state senators in Arizona is done by people with no experience with audits and much criticized, and finding no fraud and a slightly bigger victory margin for President Biden.
The full report was presented to the state Senate Friday afternoon.
This is still the most complete audit that has ever been done.
Millions of dollars were spent on the hand recount of more than 2 million ballots. In the end, the recount added a few hundred more votes to President Biden's victory over former President Donald Trump.
Correspondent Deborah Alfarone. The criminal trial of singer R. Kelly goes to the jury.
Seven men and five women have ended the week by starting deliberations, but with no quick verdict, they've got the weekend off. They'll resume their work Monday. Defense Attorney Devereaux Kanik.
We hope that they see the evidence or the lack of evidence the way that we saw it.
Prosecutors say Kelly used tactics from, quote, the predator playbook to sexually exploit young women. Kelly is charged with racketeering and sex trafficking. He says he's done nothing wrong.
Correspondent Peter King, this is CBS News.
WTOP at 103. It's Saturday morning. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. September 25th, 2021. Clear, quite chilly this overnight early morning. By daybreak, patchy fog on Saturday morning. Low in the 40s before we're done. 55 right now. I'm Dean Lane. We do indeed thank you for taking us along for your weekend morning ride. The local stories we're looking at for you as we ride into this Saturday together. Federal charges have been filed against two D.C. police officers. They're accused of conspiring to obstruct justice and trying to hide what led to a deadly moped chase last fall. One of the officers this morning faces second-degree murder charges.
Officer Terrence Sutton committed murder in the second degree when he caused Caron Hilton Brown's death by driving a police vehicle in conscious disregard for an extreme risk of death or serious bodily injury. That, according to prosecutors. Back when it happened, police said the chase began because the 20-year-old was riding on the sidewalk not wearing a helmet. While the city's mayor, Muriel Bowser, says that appears to violate the police department's no-chase policy.
I'm going to have to read the charging document to see what prosecutors were looking at for a murder to charge.
In the district, Christy King, WTOP News.
I'm Shayna Stulen. Police Chief Robert Conte says D.C. police will be launching a separate investigation into what happened that October night once the criminal justice process works itself out. He also assured others on the force that they have the city's support.
There are many in the community who recognize the hard work that you do, who support the work that you do.
Councilman Charles Allen tells WTOP the indictments are a step many thought would never happen. And though it's an important step towards justice, it won't bring back Caron.
His family is still missing their son. His daughter is still missing her father.
Chief Conte says the two officers turned themselves in and are in the process of being suspended indefinitely without pay. Shayna Stulen, WTOP News.
11 people have been indicted and at least 8 of them arrested now in connection with the February death of a freshman at VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University. The student was from Sterling.
After 19-year-old Adam Oakes of Loudoun County died in February, the result of alcohol poisoning, a 7-month investigation was launched. Now 11 people face charges, including unlawful hazing and buying and giving alcohol to a minor. Oakes was found dead in an off-campus house after attending a Delta Chi fraternity party. The fraternity was ejected from the VCU campus in June. University officials issued a statement saying VCU continues to mourn the tragic death of Adam Oakes and is dedicated to promoting a safe and welcoming fraternity and sorority life for all. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
WTOP at 105. Word this morning, the Fairfax County Public Schools has apparently removed 2 books from school libraries. It follows a parent's complaint to the school board during a meeting this week on Thursday. Stacey Langton says the material is much too sexually explicit.
After seeing a September 9th school board meeting in Texas on pornography in the schools, I decided to check the titles at my child's school, Fairfax High School. The books were available, and we checked them out.
The district says after an initial review, it decided to pull Genderqueer by Maya Kobabi and Lawn Boy by Jonathan Evison from circulation pending a more detailed review of the matter. Genderqueer contains explicit illustrations of sex, and Lawn Boy contains graphic descriptions of sex between men and children. Langton spoke with our partners at NBC4.
I mean, I don't know how you defend this. Like, why would you write such a thing? It's just garbage. It's absolute filth.
Both books are previous winners of the American Library Association's Alex Awards, which recognize books written for adults that have special appeal to young adults. It appears this morning norovirus is what caused dozens of students to fall ill recently at Georgetown University. In a message this week, the school said testing detected it in 2 different students. Norovirus is a highly contagious group of viruses that cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and stomach cramps. Those infected can also suffer a low-grade fever, chills, headache, fatigue, and muscle aches. Symptoms usually develop 12 to 48 hours after exposure, and most people recover within 3 days. The school says increased cleaning and disinfection are underway around the campus right now.
Moments. They surround us, intersecting every day, every instant. Moments that can change us forever. In a region where news is never ending, a singular sound defines our moments. A constant signal delivering the top news right at your fingertips when you need it most. For better, for worse. Always connected. Our legacy is the future, and we'll never miss a moment. WTOP.